Blog Talk Radio.
How many times I gotta prove that shit? That I'm beyond it. Why you BED? I'm coming up with the hot shit. And my team, yeah, we real thick. That New York click. And the smoke is all around me on some puff-puff shit. Get it clear, man, I don't smoke shit. But I'm high in this bitch. I'm high in this bitch. Cause I'm flying this bitch. With a kick game so crazy, I can supply in this bitch. All these girls calling me honey like a beehive in this bitch. I'm here trying to prove that shit. That I live that shit. I rock that shit. I beef that shit, oh yeah, I cool that shit. I smooth that shit, I ooze that shit. Can't lose that shit, that's right, I dare many niggas on the regular. Beep, 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 you challenge me on the beat, must be out your chegala. CIB with the bars, all up competitor. Cut niggas out like an editor. Rumble in the jungle like Ali, yeah, I'm your predator. Cause I'm smooth, motherfuckers, can you hear me? Coming, I'm swinging, all you niggas don't fear me. Fear me, fear me, fear me, fear me like some D's in this bitch. Put a D in your chick, and I do it just for kicks. Cause I'm cool like that, I chill like that, I rock like that, I hit like that. That's right, I kill like that, I'm built like that, I'm street like that, I eat like that. You heard I'm dope like that, I walk like that, I talk like that, I'm hot like that. That's right, I'm real like that, I grill like that, I'm trill like that, I'm ill.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do, what it do is your boy, Hollywood. I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, there's no Miss Judy yet. I don't think she's on yet.
Oh, okay, okay. What up, what up? So, it's your boy, Hollywood. While we wait for Miss Judy to get on the line, thank you for tuning in to Hollywood and Friends. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a pretty good show today. We're going to talk about Chris Brown's latest arrest because everybody hates Chris. It's crazy. Chris Brown actually feels like the police set him up. In a sense, we also talking about Kiara Sheard, gospel singer, pretty popular. Her latest comments on homosexuality and why she feels there is even a such thing, I guess. And a lot of people are slamming her for it. And what else we got for y'all today? Bette Midler. Joe Jackson passed recently. You know, he's the dad, father of Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. He's the reason we have the Jackson 5. He had a controversial past regarding how he raised them, from what we know. But he passed recently. Bette Midler decides to celebrate his death. In a weird way. And she's, of course, being slammed for it. I want to explain why and what's going on with that. But it's just like, yikes. But at any time throughout the show, if you guys hear anything you want to comment on, chime in about, give your 2 cents on, call us up 646-716-8544. And then be sure to press the number 1. And we'll bring you on. So let's kick it off with the question of the day. We do this every week. This week's question of the day is, what are some unspoken rules in a relationship? So I don't know. For me, it's like, you know, the general obvious things like, don't cheat, Dick. some people may feel like, nah, this can't be an unspoken rule, because that's kind of goes, you never know, it depends on the relationship, whether you can have friends of the same sex. Like in some relationships, a lot of females feel like it's an issue if their man has other female friends. But I guess that depends. It's like a case by case basis. So I can't say that that is an unspoken rule. What else? Don't lie. Don't keep secrets. Don't have me out here looking crazy. Like Jay-Z said in his song, I think it was 444 Family Feud. He mentioned something about, I never wanted someone else to know something about me that you didn't know. Because that kind of like is like, damn, that's like the ultimate disrespect, that you allow somebody to come be able to say something to me about you. You know, that's unspoken, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some more. But again, if you guys want to chime in, let me know what you think are some unspoken rules in a relationship. Call us up 646-716-8544 or press 1 if you are on the line already. So let's get into Bette Midler and Joe Jackson. So Joe Jackson passed away, and Bette Midler decided to tweet out, Joe Jackson is D-E-A-D and hallelujah. She said, a monster who ate his own children, like in an old Grecian myth. I hated every minute he lived. All times are strange, but this is really beyond the pale. Would Quincy Jones like to weigh in? Always interested. I don't know why she incorporated Quincy in that, but she kind of got mixed reviews. Like, you got some people that I guess understood where she was coming from. Like one person said, thank you. Finally, I will never understand glorifying the child abuser who created the dysfunction and possibly the pedophilia of Michael Jackson. That whole family was demonized by Joe Jackson, and they are finally free. I celebrate nothing but his end. So then you got some other people who are saying to Bette, you have no class, whatever. Your opinions are your ignorance, your arrogance, foolery, and bigotry are all on display. By the way, what are your contributions to the world, lady? I personally don't know Joe Jackson except for media tabloids. Get a life, they said. Another person said, I have loved you and your work for years, including your outspoken nature. However, this is beyond being outspoken. You may not have liked Joe Jackson, but if you have any empathy for his family, please take this down. A lot of people were saying how, despite their childhood, the Jacksons growing up, what we've read in the media and know, whatever, that they themselves publicly forgave Joe for whatever he did. And if they, the children of him, can forgive him and move on and mourn his death, could Bette Midler be more upset than the people who it actually happened to? Like, I doubt Janet or Michael, may he rest in peace, would approve of Bette's tweet. It's kind of disrespectful. It's kind of like, that's not even your business. Like, not your family, what he did to them, especially if they forgave him. But I'm just one person. That's just my take on it. But a lot of people seem to be going in on Bette, so I don't know. We'll see if she actually take that tweet down or whatever. But over here, we're going to say RIP to Joe Jackson. But, yeah. Let's move on to Kiara Shear. And it was probably like, what, a year and a half ago when Kim Burrell, she made some comments on homosexuality, and she lost wild endorsements. She's supposed to go on the Ellen show with Pharrell to perform some song. Ellen cut that down. You know, it's always like a touchy subject. But Kiara Sherrod was recorded recently doing a sermon, and she made some comments. I'm gonna explain what she said after I play what she said, just in case if you guys can't make out exactly what she's saying. But I got the clip for y'all. Again, this is a sermon that Kiara Sherrod did, and where she talks about or suggesting homosexuality being the result of molestation or whatever. Let's play the clip, Stace. You got it?
Be deaf to the idea or the feeling of victimization in this room. That's why we're turning to fornication. That's why we're turning to homosexuality. It's because there's a void that needs to be filled because somebody did something to us and we don't have the answer. So I dare you to speak it out in the atmosphere because you believe that this living God, he's the only one that can change it. It's not you, it's not mama, it's not daddy. It's you, it's God that can change it. So one more time, let's speak it in the atmosphere. Miracle worker!
Miracle worker!
Low key, that miracle worker, like listening to it back when you hear it now, it's kind of like, that low key sound like a cult or something, like, miracle worker, and then the whole room like miracle workers, like I don't know. Is that kind of like, is that blasphemous to say like the sermon or religion even in general could sometimes feel like a cult or something? I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like I feel like you can have a you can be spiritual, and you can have a spiritual connection with God. You can believe in God and all of that. But I think religion is something different. Like, and there's so many different religions. You got Hinduism, Judaism, if I'm saying it right, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, which is what Kim shared. Subscribes to. You got atheism, Satanism even. Like, it's so many different religions, but it's like, I don't know. Like, and they all, it's kind of like an extreme, some are more strict than others, but it's just like, I don't know. And there's a lot of hypocritical things that happens regarding religion. Particularly with Christians too. I don't know. And that's kind of the reaction that Kiara is getting. Like, it's kind of like throwing stones from a glass house in a sense. Like, there's a lot of judgmental people in the church that be doing wild things on the outside or in behind closed doors or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. The real thing is homosexuality a direct result of victimization, as Kiara Sherrod put it? An example like molestation or something. Like, she's saying that somebody does something to a person when they're young, growing up or whatever, and they don't know what to do, how to react, they turn to homosexuality. A lot of people feel like you're born that way, so those are more so the people that are like going in on her and her comments. But I don't know, like, it's weird. I don't know if she's going to receive, like, she's going to lose any endorsements or anything, or if it's just, if it's not as bad as what Kim Burrell said before, but, I don't know. It's weird. I can't say that that's from, like, someone being molested, that they, that would just change someone's whole sexual orientation. I don't know if I could believe that, but yeah, it's kind of weird, kind of touchy, but let me know what y'all think. If you're listening right now, call us up 646-716-8544 or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. By Kiara shared, suggesting homosexuality is the direct result of victimization, like molestation or whatever. So, yikes. Let's move on, though, to Chris Brown. He was arrested in Florida on a felony battery warrant. And this is stemming from something that happened last year. Chris Brown was at a club and a photographer was taking pictures. Chris wasn't feeling it and he allegedly punched the photographer. Now, it's been a year and they issued this warrant, but Chris wasn't there. Actually, Chris did pop out to Florida recently, but it's different when you just go and no one knows you're there and then little pictures pop up here and there versus when you're booked for a concert. And that's like getting promoted on the radio stations and all that. So the police, who has this warrant issue, the town, city, whatever, they looking like, oh, word? So how about they were waiting for Chris? And he went straight off stage to handcuffs because they knew he was going to be there. And what Chris is saying, though, he's feeling like they set him up because his lawyers knew Chris had a warrant out there. They knew Chris was about to go to do this concert. I guess they had a feeling like they're going to try to get you. They reached out and tried to get Chris's bail paid in advance. I don't even know. I didn't know you could do that. But they tried to get his bail paid in advance before he even get there, before he even get arrested, just so, like, he can do his show and, you know, no issues, kind of in a sense to handle it behind the scenes. They said, nah, we're not doing that. So, and Chris's people's thinking that they did this just to make a big deal about it, just to process him, just to have his mugshot all over everywhere, yada, yada. I could believe it. Like, I mean, even though a lot of times we see situations happen with celebrities and it's kind of like we as regular junkie public to like, oh, they getting special treatment. Like, if that was regular Chris from down the block, he gonna get booked the same way. So it's kind of like, why should he be able to pay his bail, you know, behind the scenes and all that? So on one hand, I get why they wouldn't want to do that. But on the other hand, I do feel like Chris is getting a crazy bad rep. I feel like people are just like, just provokes him and try to do things to make him seem like this like crazy monster. And ever since that infamous incident with Rihanna, Chris has never fully been able to like get out of that. It's kind of like quicksand. It's like, is no getting out of it, it seems. And no matter how great his music is, no matter how many shows he sell out, Chris's light would be a whole lot brighter if he could take back that night with that incident happened with Rihanna. But I don't know. It's kind of like he's just like stuck and trouble is just following him wherever he go. So this happened, another arrest. And I don't know if he's like on probation or anything like that, but it's kind of like one way or another, the system is going to get you. So, I don't know. Chris got to just be careful out here. Like, no punching photographers, allegedly, like, whatever. You know, cameras always on, cameras always watching, and people always looking for a come up. So, I don't know. Gotta reel that in. But let's play a song real quick. I want to get into, let's play We Out, Stacey. When we come back, I want to give y'all an update on Jamie Foxx. And remember that incident he had where he a woman alleged he slapped her with his penis and she was suing. There's an update on it. I'm going to tell y'all about it. And What Blows Mine is a part of the show. We say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. That's coming up too. But this is We Out by yours truly, Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. We'll be right back.
I peeped you away from overhead. Watch you sipping on that Belvedere. Wonder what you thinking, dear. I wonder if she thinking clear. Should I wait until she's sober just to make it fair? But once that beat separated, I'm bum. In that dress got me looking at your bum bum. Where I'm from, there's no way that I could shake it. Body all amazing, got a nigga singing. It's getting kinda late in here, babe. I had a real rough long week, all week, babe. These drinks are getting low, babe. I think it's time to go. Just met, but you should be my darling. I'm falling, life's too short to be stalling. Skip all the numbers in the calling. Just whip them out like New Orleans. Mardi Gras. The cold check is by the door. You know I don't wanna wait no more. There's no need to get emotional. Just live a little. Give me the word and we out, babe. Just give me the word and we out, babe. Just give me the word and we out, babe. Just give me the word and we out, babe. I know you're not used to this. Somebody being so honest, I just want a piece of it. But tell me when you ready though, so I can pull the car around like a video. Now money's not a problem, see my dough is like whoa. Have you messed up in the head? I mean whoa. I'm just playing baby girl, but really though, when's the last time a nigga curled your toes? What is that, a smirk? Did my speech work? Let me show you new perks to go berserk. I know you're tired of the jerks selling your horse and carriage dreams that they know will never work. Cold check it by the door.
Check it by
you know
the door.
I don't wanna wait no more.
I don't wanna wait no more.
No need to get emotional.
Ooh.
Just give me the word and we out, babe. Just give me the word and we out, babe. Just give me the word and we out of here, babe. Just give me the word and we out. Oh, we out.
Just give me the word and we out.
We out.
Give me the word and we out.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. We out. That was by me, Hollywood. Could download it for free. IamHollywood.com or SoundCloud. I am Hollywood, HollieWood. So, we're back. I want to put y'all up on the updates regarding Jamie Foxx. I spoke about this story situation that happened with Jamie. I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago, where a woman came forward saying that she was hit in the face with Jamie Foxx's penis after refusing to perform oral sex. A lot of people had questions like, what were you doing down there in the first place? Because at no point in her story did she say he forced her to have oral sex, like anything of that nature. It was just, he hit me in my face with his penis. It's like, there's some missing parts in this story here. There's some holes. Like, either way, according to TMZ, that case is now closed. The Las Vegas Police Department is saying, TMZ is saying that the statute of limitations, which is 3 years, have expired, and there won't even be any civil suits against Jamie because those limitations have also run out. So it's not that the lady is lying, but it's just that the statute of limitations have expired. Jamie Foxx, I know, was saying that he was going to take his own legal action against her, as everyone, if you are falsely accused of a situation of this nature, you should take legal action against the person that's saying it. I don't know if he's going to still do it, if he's going to follow through, but you got to set some examples, because the way this world is going these days, like, with no receipts at all, anyone can just make claims, and it's kind of like murky water, like, to not believe them or whatever. So congrats to Jamie, though. So I know I mentioned that we were going to do what blows mind, and I low-key think I'm pulling a Vanilla today. I'm trying to think if I have anything that really, like, blows mind. But anyway, that's the part of the show where we say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. And we all go through shit, and I know something had to blow mind this week, but I'm drawing the only blank right now. So for that, I'm going to see if we have anyone who wants to chime in. If not, we're going to wrap this thing on up. But call us up 646-716-8544 or press 1 if you have anything that blows yours, that gets under your skin, that have you saying, bruh, really?
I'll tell you what blows mine.
Okay, go ahead, sis.
What blows mine is people who quit at the 11th hour. When things are about to turn around, when you can, things are going to work out, you know, you just kind of have to get through that dark tunnel in life.
Mm-hmm.
People who quit right when the light is about to shine, those kind of people blow mine. And,
right.
You know, there's nothing to do with anyone personally that I know, but it's just something that I'm observing. I'm someone that I just kind of casually know. So, you know, yeah, that blows mine. But anyway, that's it.
I feel you. They actually had a meme on that where, I'm sure everybody probably seen it. It was like a mime, person in a mime hacking away, looking for gold, I guess. And on one side of the meme, it showed him turn away. And the other side of the meme, it showed just how close he was to striking that goal, how he just kept going just a little bit more. You just never know. So, yeah. Last call for alcohol, though. If anyone listening, press numero uno or call us up. What blows mine? Let me see if we got any more responses for the question of the day. In the meantime, in between time, We are on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. On Instagram is @Hollywood and Friends, right? I'm trying to think if it's Hollywood and Friends or Hollywood and Friends Radio. @Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. And follow me @IAmHollywood on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. I am Hollywood NY on Snapchat, even though I'm Harley on Snap anymore. Instagram really put their necks on Snap. Now they seem to be putting their necks on YouTube. And I don't know, it's kind of like one-stop shop. Why open all these other apps when Instagram is giving you the opportunity to do everything that you could do on YouTube and Instagram and, I mean, on Facebook and Snapchat all in one? Can't be mad. But unless you're the creator of Snapchat, then you could be mad. But, yeah, follow our producer, Stacey, @HamptonBlue. And @HamptonBlueNetwork, BLU is how you spell blue. And I think that's it. I think we're going to get about. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for tuning in. See y'all next week. Deuces.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.